Well, good morning. This is Per Fagren, KBOO News and Public Affairs. And our guest now is Greg Palast, whose latest book is The Armed Madhouse. Greg, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome once again to KBOO.
What can I tell you?
Well, you know, a friend of mine heard your name mentioned on Fox News, and she says that...
Yes, on Fox News I was called a racist.
Oh, really? They were not amused.
Yeah, and they accused Cynthia McKinney of being a racist, and she said, no, Greg Palast said these things.
Oh, my.
All I did was call the white Republican congressional leadership crackercrats.
Well,
you know,
okay.
That was the censored version.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, you know, they used to have a baseball team called the Crackers.
Yeah, I should be very careful. I didn't mean to refer to, you know, pinhead redneck racists as crackercrats, but... But that was, my mistake.
Well, they had a pretty good baseball team by that name, so.
Pinhead racist.
The Atlanta Crackers and the old.
The Atlanta Republicans, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
exactly. Because what you have to understand is, it was Cynthia McKinney when I broke the story about how thousands of black voters were knocked off the Florida voter roll,
mm-hmm.
right? One congresswoman stepped forward, Cynthia McKinney,
right,
and called BBC and said, tell me about this. And then she made another mistake. You know, this is in the book, by the way, in our madhouse. And the other thing is that McKinney was also doing an investigation of George Bush's gold mining company in Africa, a bloody little operation. 50 miners died there.
That's right. You know, that's okay. Something that has not been talked about enough.
Right.
Yes.
And you know what? And that was gutsy because George Bush's... partner in that was Andy Young of Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyway, so yeah, so I get talked about on Fox. They won't let me on. I mean, I did have one conversation on National Fox with Sean Hannity. He said, "Is this Greg Palast?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Greg Palast, the BBC reporter." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, Palast, you're a putz." And then he hung up on me, and that was my interview on Fox TV.
Oh, really?
With that the choir boy there.
Did that go over the air?
No, but it went over the air.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh,
absolutely.
Geez.
It was national radio, so I can't say I haven't been on Fox Radio.
Well, what about this voting, the Voting Rights Act?
That's the Voting Rights Act. Let mm-hmm. me explain what's going on. And I want, you know, one thing I don't want people to do is get the impression that our madhouse is just about wiping out voters. So, you know, you can't shoplift Iraq or Venezuela without first stealing the White House. So it is kind of the ur theft.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening with the Voting Rights Act is one of the stories I uncovered for BBC television, which is, like, crucial in our madhouse, is we sucked right down out of Republican Party computers tens of thousands of names of African-American voters that they had targeted for challenge. Now, and by the way, a lot of those names were African-American soldiers sent overseas. They were challenging these people on the basis of suspect addresses. Now, I think Baghdad is a suspect address by any means, but it's still legal to vote from there if you're a soldier, even if you're black.
Well, they were doing...
But what they were doing is they were sending, just so you know what they're doing, they're sending first-class letters to these people.
Mm-hmm.
When the letters came back, and they said, do not forward, and the letters came back from the overseas soldiers from their home addresses, of course, as undelivered, they said, aha, here's evidence that these are not legal voters, and all their absentee ballots got rejected.
Oh, my.
By the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
5,000. That's made the difference, by the way, in New Mexico. That changed the state from Kerry to Bush, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's illegal under the Voting Rights Act. That's why when we caught them, it isn't just creepy and disgusting and racist. It's also... Wait, someone's on my line here. And sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Cheney keeps cutting in. I can't stand.
Thought I recognized the voice.
Get back in your bunker, Dickie. It's illegal under the Voting Rights Act because the Voting Rights Act says even if you have reason to challenge voters... You can't challenge, and under so-called suspect addresses. Even if you have reason to challenge voters, you cannot do it if you are targeting just black people. Or I should say they're also targeting some Jewish voters,
mm-hmm.
Retirement homes in in Miami area. They were going after the elderly of Zion there, right? You know, that's illegal under the Voting Rights Act. But if you get rid of the Voting Rights Act, if you let it expire, which is what the crackercrats are trying to do out of Georgia, it makes these challenge lists perfectly legal. You can say, well, here's a list of black voters and Jewish voters who we think shouldn't vote. And, yeah, there might be white voters that fit in there, but we're not giving you their names. That becomes legal under if the Voting Rights Act expires, as it's set to do in 2007. So you have to understand what they're heading for in 2008.
And they'll be doing this all over the country?
And because I'm busting these guys, they're not allowing me on the U.S. air except to say that I'm a racist for busting them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did on BBC TV. In fact, I'm about to go back into exile in about 2 hours. I'm flying back to London where it's journalistically safe again.
So are they planning to do this all over the country? I just heard something on the radio that some Washington felons were scrubbed from the voters' rolls. This is the state of Washington.
Let's put it this way. We had a scrub of 800,000 voters in Georgia as so-called felons. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? There aren't 800,000 felons in Florida, and they, you know, none of it, if people really register illegally, I said arrest them. They haven't been able to show me anyone who's voted illegally. You had in Ohio before the election, which made the difference. You had tens of thousands of voters purge on the grounds that they were felons.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? In Ohio, felons can vote.
Mm.
So what were they doing? It didn't bother, you know, but it didn't bother their Secretary of State. Who also happened to be the head of the Bush re-election campaign.
Mm-hmm.
A job he did very well, obviously.
So they're planning on doing this all over the country then in 2008, or
they're
are they just
going to
focus on a few
all
states?
All over the country in 2008, and it's going to get worse because they got a new grounds for challenging voters, which is the voter ID. You know, it's nasty stuff. Okay.
Well, explain that.
Here's what's happening. There's new requirements for voter ID all over, going into place all over the country. This is to stop the so-called crime of identity theft, so people will vote. You know, using mm-hmm. I'm Pear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? The problem with stopping that crime is no one's committed it. It's stopping a crime that doesn't get committed. People steal your identity so they can buy a stereo. They don't steal your identity so they can vote for the school board, okay,
mm-hmm.
which is a felony crime.
Mm-hmm.
It would be pretty easy to nail someone that way, right? It doesn't happen. I've challenged attorneys general all over the country to show me three cases. I just need three. But you know what? They knocked out 300,000 voters for so-called bad ID. In the last election. That's gonna climb to over 1 million voters in the next election. That's only because that was only a few states with the requirements. For example, let me give you an example. In New Mexico, Chicano voters went to the polls. One young Chicano, she had a driver's license, which should produce a driver's license with a picture, but it didn't have her middle initial. And her voter registration had her middle initial. They said, forget it, get lost.
Really?
But you know, it's the new literacy test, because what it is, it's only asked of brown people. And once again, if you eliminate the Voting Rights Act, you can literally ask, you can say, we will only ask Hispanics for their ID.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually put up a sign at the polls that's saying, Hispanics must produce 2 ID.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Oh, boy.
Because
there is no
right to vote
mm-hmm.
under the United States Constitution. It's completely a matter of states' rights. And that was reaffirmed under Bush v. Gore.
Well, you know,
you have no right to vote in the United States Constitution,
uh-huh.
and you have no right, and you can say, you know, brown people, please produce your ID, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, they probably won't be that open about it, but that's going to be the practical effect, because that's what the practical effect was in the last election.
Well, this is how Supreme Court Justice William Rehnquist got his political feet wet back years ago. Arizona.
He had something called Operation Eagle,
mm-hmm.
In which basically he and his fellow crackercrats. I want to make sure that we now add that phrase to the political lexicon. that cracker crack Rehnquist ran up and down the line telling Hispanic voters that they would be arrested if there's any problems with their ID,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you know, scared off the Hispanic voters. Nice guys.
Well,
nice
are, the,
guys.
Are the Democrats planning to fight this in any way? Are they going to just roll over like
that? Are Democrats planning to fight this?
Mm-hmm.
Democrats who came up with this stuff. Democrats don't want your vote. Some of them.
Even if it costs them the election.
It's a fight. It's half and half. In Georgia, the racist system was created by the Democratic Party, in particular mm-hmm. at the behest of Zell Miller, who mm-hmm. blocked the Democratic National Committee from taking strong steps to eliminate this stuff. On the other hand, you've got real champs like Howard Dean, the chairman of the party, who's fighting like a dog to try to get his party behind counting the... You know? So
yeah.
you've got mm-hmm. you've got a split in the Democratic Party. Some of the... You know, so some crackercrats are in the blue zone, and the reason is that they got elected by the apartheid system. Do you really think that a guy like Zell Miller would have been nominated by the Georgia Democratic Party if all the black votes were counted?
Mm.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Look, 3.6 million votes were not counted in the United States in the 2004 election. 86% of them were cast by minority voters. And you tell me who's the racist, Greg Palast for reporting this fact,
mm-hmm.
or the guys who did the apartheid vote count?
Now,
there
we
are.
I understand there's something similar is taking place in Mexico. They have an election coming up.
That's
Sunday.
Right. Watch. I want everyone to go to gregpalast.com,
uh-huh.
okay, and I explain how the same methods with the same companies that work for George Bush are fixing the election in Mexico. Watch this tonight. Watch this Sunday in the Mexican election. They're getting for a massive, massive theft, okay? And we're going to have our special, the GregPalast.com special correspondent, Matt Pascarella, working with Democracy Now! Will be down there and with Rick Rowley, our cinematographer, and we'll be sending you out instantaneous reports out of Mexico, so you'll see the shoplifting live. And we'll be sending you video clips and reports from Mexico City. So get to GregPalast.com.
And even if we don't have video...
Or ArmMadOut.com.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. So, and they're planning on knocking out voters there. Well, what have they got? What are they planning on doing?
What are they planning on doing?
Yeah,
well,
they,
it's the same game. I mean, basically, there's many games. I mean, one mm-hmm. thing that they do there is they just kill people. Just
right.
So you know. I mean, it's not exactly... it's not exactly your high school civics class down there, okay? Candidates and voters disappear. That's one. Number two, they are way ahead of the United States in terms of going to computerized voting. And the last time someone checked into this, the ruling party was using different political party leaders are allowed to access the machines so that they can ensure the sanctity of the vote count. But it was discovered that the ruling party was using different different access codes in the computers than the opposition. What could that be? And we saw in the computer vote in some states just totally reverse radically between the precinct by precinct official tallies versus the final totals. So, you know, I mean, and then they're using the same purge methods that they used, the same company that purged the black voters in Florida, Choice Point. Has been gathering up the voter files of Mexico, illegally, by the way, under a contract, you'll love this, with the FBI under a counter-terrorism program. This is supposed to be foreign intelligence gathering. What it is, it's a foreign voter purge.
Mm.
So there you mm-hmm. are, man. So... How's things in Portland?
Well, it's a nice day up here. Well, you know, it's very interesting because this morning I got a little news flash from Narco News.
Oh, yeah?
And they're saying, well, this is from Al Giordano, anything can happen on Sunday, including an attempted electoral fraud as occurred here in 1988, but this time the Mexican people will not swallow it. If Mexico's dubious Federal Electoral Institute tries to repeat that dark history, the revolution will begin on Monday. Those in power can't be that stupid, or can they? And
they're not stupid.
Yeah, well, so maybe you know, maybe the Democrats will roll over here, but the people in Mexico will not. So this is I guess they, according to Narco News, apparently the race down there is not as tight as is being talked about. That actually Lopez Obrador has a pretty big lead.
This time they're real smart. That you know, you have a complete media lockup in that place.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is that they, you know, Obrador is like marching away with the election in all the polls. Then they realize you can't have him like winning by 15% and then on election day he loses by 3, right?
Right.
I mean, it don't happen, right? So what they have to do is they start monkeying with the poll numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So they start, you know, they start early on the game. The voter theft in Mexico is actually, besides its brutal side, its bloody side, also has a very sophisticated side, which is actually in advance of some of the games that the Mr. Blackwell's played. But again, it's some of the same guys. We have Dick Morris down there helping Calderon, the ruling class candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was advisor to the Republican Party and Bill Clinton, the Republican president.
Right.
And you know, so he's down there. It's creepy. So get to GregPalace.com, watch reports coming out of there, and let's stay in touch on this. I gotta get going because I have to hit the plane, and so does my staff. They're rushing off to Mexico. I'm rushing off to London.
So we can get your website then, and you'll have flashes coming in as the as this thing proceeds. Is that right?
If they don't bust our camera. No, that's no joke. I mean, hey, that's they tried to in New York at the Republican convention. You know, I mean, so in Mexico we don't expect much better.
Uh huh.
Okay, brother.
Okay, well, thanks.
Glad to be with you again. You're one of the great beaming lights going through, cracking through that electronic Berlin Wall.
Well, thanks for the heads up, and we'll be watching.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to thank people in Portland for making our Madhouse number one, the number one book in your city, and which is quite nice.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We've been talking.
As long as Dick Cheney doesn't find out, you're just fine. Otherwise, you'll be the next nuclear dump site.
Well, we'll be in a bunker ourselves, maybe.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, we've been talking with Greg Palast, author of The Armed Madhouse. We might, okay, well, you know, we could take some phone calls if anyone wants to call in. We also, I'll read a little bit more from this Narco News dispatch. They say that the Mexican business and political elites are left with two possible scenarios. One would be a surprise victory by Roberto Madrazo, who is a candidate of the PRI, the pre-party. A man who has trailed the two front runners all year long, according to the polls. Obviously, that scenario would be suspected by many as a fabrication and would not stand for long. The other possible scenario, now being spoken of openly in some corners of the Mexican press, would be to annul Sunday's election results. There certainly have been enough documented irregularities to justify such a maneuver, and they would install an interim president named Cuauhtémoc Cárdenas. Now, Cárdenas was the guy who ran from the same party as López Obrador, the PRD party, and he was the figured that he was a winner in the 1988 election, but then they had a kind of a computer glitch. The computers went down, and when they came back up again, Cárdenas was losing the election. He never did get elected. I think was it Carlos Salinas who came to power. I guess the scenario would be that they annul the election and they install Cárdenas as interim president. Because apparently he has shown an apparent bitterness that López Obrador and not he is the party's candidate today. In that scenario, the system would try to sell a Cárdenas bait and switch as a kind of late display of justice, the realization of a long-denied advance 18 years after the fact. But down below, few would be wowed or impressed by any play so cynical and mocking of an electorate's dignity. And there's that pesky little force down below and to the left that, seen or unseen, would put a stop to it faster than one can say national rebellion, and that is the Zapatista other campaign. So These are things that are kind of we should be watching for. Maybe a very interesting weekend coming up. If there are any phone calls, the number to call is 231-8187. We have about 7 minutes before 11 o'clock when Democracy Now! Comes on board. I might mention that I saw that Amy Goodman will be appearing at Oregon Country Fair, and she will be there on Saturday, July 8th, I believe it is, and she will be at the main stage, I guess, speaking at the main stage. So if you guys want to see Amy Goodman in person, live in person, she will be at Oregon Country Fair on Saturday. And also, there's so many things going on. Starting today at noon is the Waterfront Blues Festival. That is starting today, and it goes all the way through Tuesday. So a lot of KBOO's programming has been sort of switched around. The regular programs from noon on are not going to be on the air, but we're going to have live from the Waterfront Blues Festival. So that is going on this weekend. Of course, next weekend is Oregon Country Fair. And, of course, also this weekend in Mexico is the election on Sunday of for president for the next 6 years. And from what I've been hearing, López Obrador, he is now the mayor of Mexico City, and he has really given the conservatives in this country the fits. They think he is, they see Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, Evo Morales in Bolivia, and we have a caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, hello there. Thanks so much for having Greg Palast on with us.
Mm-hmm.
I understand he's back on his way to London, which...
That's what he said, yeah.
...actually protects journalists, which is interesting, even though I'm kind of at odds with the whole English people, especially as we come upon July the 4th when we celebrate our independence from the English people. Nonetheless, may I recommend highly to your listeners and to all people who read The Mighty and the Almighty, which is a book by Madeleine Albright. She subtitles it Reflections on America, God, and World Affairs. And it's highly recommended. I've just broken into it. And it really examines how important it is to recognize religion in world affairs. And it's a good book, The Mighty and the Almighty, from Madeleine Albright.
Well, of course, she is famous for her statement of values. She was asked about the embargo of Iraq before the last war and whether, which had killed something like 500,000 children over the years. And somebody asked her, hey, is it worth it? And she kind of thought it over and said, yes, it was worth it. So that kind of sums up Madeleine Albright's values.
In addition, I hear from a friend who's involved with Heifer International. She went to Tirana, Albania, not long ago. Not a friend, but a relative, actually. In addition, that the folks in the former Yugoslavia are in the mid-90s and into the aughts here have been naming their children Bill, George, for the first George Bush, and Madeleine.
Oh, my.
And I think that's a pretty good legacy for Madeleine Albright to leave us, in addition to her new book, which I really find good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. I think, do we have another caller on the line? Oh, okay. Well, I think we'll kind of wrap up this segment. We had an interesting chat with Greg Palast about what the Republicans are planning for the 2008 election in this country and what our securocrats are planning in the Mexican election, which is just happening this Sunday. So stay tuned, because if whatever happens, you will hear about it on KBOO, if nowhere else.